Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. This past Sunday, we worked through the tensions brought up in Deuteronomy chapter 5 versus Luke chapter 14, and a difficult statement that Jesus makes, but chapter 5 holds within it in Deuteronomy, holds within it the fifth commandment, which says, honor your father and mother. And so we see that, we say, yep, absolutely, that's right, and that's good. In so many ways, parents serve is really our first type of a relationship with the Lord. Our parents should, Lord willing, by design, show us love and affection, care, discipline, all of these things, and that should point us toward the type of relationship that God desires with us, an honest, affectionate relationship with discipline, adoration from us to the Lord, all of those good things. In tension with that, though, is what Jesus says in Luke chapter 14, where he says to a large group of people following him in verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, in this initial statement, Jesus is not saying literally hate your wife and hate your kids and hate your mama. That's not what Jesus is saying. Really, he's saying, and I think Matthew chapter 10 gives a good thought-for-thought version of what Jesus is saying versus I think Luke gives a word-for-word. But the thought here from Jesus is whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And so Jesus is being extreme here, in the sense that he's calling for extreme devotion to him more than anyone else, anything else. And so the first question I think we've got to ask is Jesus Lord, or is someone or something else Lord? And by Lord, there's a difference between having a mental assent that Jesus existed versus making Jesus the ruler and king of your life, whom you have placed and are living out your greatest allegiance to whom you're living out your greatest allegiance to. And so I think that's a personal question we've all need to ask. One of the really difficult things, though, that comes up is, well, how do I make Jesus Lord and give him ultimate allegiance in my life, but also still honor parents? And especially becomes difficult when maybe we have a difficult parental relationship. Jesus did not abolish the fifth commandment. In no way did he do that. And so we are still required biblically, as a way to honor the Lord, we are still required to honor our parents. And so, again, I think if we have difficult parental relationships or difficult guardian relationships, how do we do that? How do we still honor them? I know for me, I've got a really difficult relationship with my dad, and yet I am told to honor my father. And so in that, there's a really important distinction between honoring and obeying, and we've got to see that. For example, my dad would say to me, Paul, do literally anything in the world. Literally anything else in the world. Be a drug dealer. Don't be a pastor. Do not teach what you're teaching. Like, he would say it is the most evil thing you could possibly do. And so if the Bible said, obey your father, then I would have to obey that. But that would be sinning, right? That would be going against what the Lord has called me to do. That would be not teaching people who Christ actually is. And I need to do that because Jesus is my Lord, not my dad. And yet I do need to honor my father. And so how do I go about doing that? Well, for me, honoring my father means being willing to enter into difficult conversations where I am trying to share the truth of the gospel with him. My dad has a lot of different views than me, clearly, but I need to share with him who Jesus is, that Jesus lived perfectly in my place. He died the death that I deserve. And when I place my faith in him, I receive the forgiveness of my sins and I'm reconciled to God. If I do not place my faith in Jesus, I do not forgive. I do not receive forgiveness of sins and I am not reconciled to God. And so I honor my father by sharing that message with him and continually confronting the life that he's living in a loving, trying to be respectful way, but saying, Dad, you need the real and true Jesus. And I'm going to love you enough to tell you that and have difficult conversations with you. But I can only do that if Jesus is my Lord and if he's giving me his Holy Spirit to Give me the words to say when I don't have words to say, or silence to keep when I don't want to keep silent. And so maybe, again, if you're in a difficult parental relationship and it's just hard, we need to honor our parents, but Jesus needs to be our Lord. And so maybe for you, that means understanding, hey, you know what? I am forgiven and I do not deserve forgiveness. Maybe your parents don't deserve forgiveness for the things that they did to you. And I'm sorry that if that's been your experience. How can you take a gospel approach to a conversation with your parent to honor them? I've gotten to a point in my life where, you know, my dad has said some really hard things to me, really mean things to me. But I care more about his salvation than I care about anything else with him. He can say anything he wants. He can write anything he wants about me. That's fine. I'll be okay. But I care more about his salvation. And so I'm going to continue to try and reach him, honoring him in that way, even though I will not obey him. I know that's hard. Maybe it's a little bit heavy for your drive cast today, but I just want to encourage you, honor your parents. And again, in a difficult situation, that doesn't always mean you've got to obey. So let's pray again, maybe specifically for those of us who are in that difficult tension. Let's spend some time in prayer today. And as always, I want to say thank you for joining the drive cast today. And I do hope you'll check things out tomorrow. Lord, thank you that you are a good father. God, that you love us so perfectly, and you proved that love by sending your only son to live, to die in our place, and to live once again so that we can have new life and we can be reconciled to you. God, thank you for forgiving us when we don't deserve it, for giving us grace and we didn't earn it. It's the very nature of grace. Allow us to extend that to others, especially in these difficult relationships at times with parents. Allow us to give grace where it's not deserved, because that's what grace is, just as you have given grace when we didn't deserve it. And yet, extending grace does not mean there are no boundaries. Lord, allow us to enter into difficult conversations if that is needed, but give us a right heart, Lord, not just to be right, but to see salvation and transformation. For your glory, Jesus, glorify yourself in and through these relationships. We ask you and plead you and beg you to do it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.